Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. When it's exactly now, 24 minutes after 5, South African time. It's a beautiful morning here in Johannesburg. And of course, today is the 2nd of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1443. Where is our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad? Not in Durban, not in White River. Well, he is at the moment in Barberton. Ustad, it's a beautiful Mubarak Friday morning. Welcome to the listeners in Barberton. And of course, welcome, Ustad, you to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the Mubarak blessed day of Jumu'ah Friday, and it is the 2nd of Dhul-Qa'dah here in South Africa. And we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, and verse number 34, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. When Almighty Allah uses the term low, low means hypothetically, for argument's sake. So these people were saying, the polytheists, the idol worshippers, the non-Muslims, why does he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, don't bring a sign? So Almighty Allah rebuked and reprimanded them that so many signs came to you in the previous scriptures, and yet you rejected majority of them. So chapter 20, Surah Taha, verse 134, وَلَوْ أَنَّا أَهَلَكْنَاهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِهِ. And if, hypothetically, for argument's sake, أَنَّا أَهَلَكْنَاهُمْ, there you will find the royal pronoun, we, twice it is mentioned, Almighty Allah stamping His majesty, authority and sovereignty, Almighty Allah using the plural as a symbol of respect and reverence. Only we can do so, like now we see that the sunrise, the sunset, and the new moon, and the crescent, all this whole creation universe can come together, and they cannot reproduce it. Hence, Almighty Allah uses the plural to stamp His majesty and authority. That if we hypothetically had to inflict a punishment upon them and really destroy them, بِعَذَابٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِهِ, so before this we sent a punishment to them, then what would they say? لَقَالُوا, this would be their response. رَبَّنَا, it means يَا رَبَّنَا, oh our sustainer, nourisher, provider, لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا, why did you not send to us a messenger? Then what should we have done? فَنَتَّبِعَ, that we should have followed immaculately آيَاتِكَ, your verses, your signs, مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنَّ ذِلَّ وَنَخْزَى, before we humiliated and disgrace. So that is human being always looking for excuses and always using the blame game. No, we are prepared, but you know, this happened, that happened. So remember, in Urdu we have a wonderful saying, agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar hai, if you don't want to do something, then always you will cite and give 1,000 excuses. Let's give you some roundup of what's happening in South Africa and the world. Number one, one of the Hajj agents and operators contacted me yesterday. He wanted to know some issue, some masla. So we started discussing. I asked him that, what's the entry price now? ABC person wants to go for Hajj, he's accredited, for example, and he wants to go. So he told me that the minimum price now is 110,000 rand per person. Now imagine husband, wife going, minimum you will need $250,000, because you can't just pay the agent 220,000. You will need another 30,000, 20,000 for your own expenses, personal expenses. So it is really, really very, very expensive. Anyway, all the brothers, sisters who made intention for Hajj, read 2 rakat salah daily and pray to Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala makes the Hajj easy, accepts it, and whatever you have spent, Allah Jalla Wala will grant you a better recompense. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. Allah Jalla Wala states regarding Hajj that you will witness and see the nafa, the benefit, the gain, and the profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, coming to you. Then we go to the Haaretz newspaper. In the Haaretz, you can check it up, go online. The Jutlas, the Jews, give you half the article and they tell you if you want to read the second half, you must subscribe. But we're not going to subscribe. For us, that the half the article gives us enough information. So they say they expected many, many Americans to make Aliyah. Aliyah is what we say, Hijrat, to migrate. So they expected many, many Americans to make Aliyah and come from America to Israel, but they were very, very disappointed. Not much came, very, very few came, relatively, comparatively. Thereafter, we all know about the march, the flag march that took place last week, Sunday, and where 70,000 settlers, terrorists, Nazi tactics came, and they were marching right in Masjid al-Aqsa. Remember that they carried the article, you can see it. They were beating up the Palestinians. They were cursing the Palestinians. How many of the Jutlas and terrorists and Nazis, the tactics people, were arrested? Only 2. This is the so-called democracy of Israel, the apartheid, the rogue, the terrorist Nazi regime. So imagine that so much harm they caused. It's become a norm every day, every second day, they kill somebody. And it's nothing, because he himself, Bennett, the war criminal, said that he killed many Arabs, and there's no problem in that. So we say for our Muslims and the Palestinians to destroy and liquidate the Jutlas and the settlers, no problem in that. One settler, one bullet will settle many, many issues. Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz newspaper, the problem is not the situation. The problem is the Israeli soldiers. So remember, they are trigger happy and so forth. And they know their judicial system, their political system, everything is in their favor. But the time is coming near. I'm telling you now, you Jutlas, listen carefully. I know you record me. So send it to all your intelligence and whoever. Very soon, the whole Israel will disappear. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, because of your own injustice. In Ahsantum, if you did good, then you should have maintained it. Wa in Asa'atum falaha. Quran Kareem says that when you make zulam, oppression, then Almighty Allah will punish you and you will lose it. How you lose it? Chapter 17, verse number 7. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ. The Muslim army will come and disfigure your faces. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ. And they will liberate Masjid al-Aqsa as they liberated it the first time. And all this pride and arrogance you got, you think Uncle Sam in America will help you? وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا Allow tatbira. Almighty Allah will crush your pride and arrogance to pieces. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 7. Inshallah, our program today is 6 o'clock. We will be there in the masjid. Inshallah, Aziz in Barberton. And thereafter, we'll have a program. And inshallah, thereafter, we'll be going to the graveyard and cemetery. My father-in-law, he passed away in 1991 there in Barberton. I was in Newcastle, we came for Janaza Salat. Then my mother-in-law passed away 2001 day, where you are. So remember in Lanesha. So Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. So I'll go to my father-in-law's grave, my brother-in-law's grave, Abdul Haq. Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them and all our marhumeen, all our deceased throughout the world, Muslims who passed away with Iman and Islam, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, and all of you who lost your parents and near and dear ones, always read chapter 14, Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41, Rabbana filli wali walidayya walil mu'minina yawma yaqubul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. MashaAllah, we thank our Mawana Gardi, Jazahumullahu Khairan, his brother Mawana Ismail. They gave us a wonderful, wonderful time there in White River. And MashaAllah, then last night we had a program here in Babatan Masjid. And we place on record our sincerest thanks to all the trustees, the imams. I don't even know who's the trustees and imams, but anyway, we say Jazahumullahu Khairan. And inshallah, and then we will go from here to Komati Port and our Jummah. Today the khutbah will be rendered from Makkah Mukarramah by Sheikh Sudais, so we will translate that and make dua. And thereafter, inshallah, we will go to Nas. Nas is a place about half an hour away from Komati Port, and a lot of foreigners there. I've been there once or twice, and brothers from Somalia, Ethiopia, other parts of Africa. So our Jummah will be there, inshallah. And then tonight we will be going to Malalan, beautiful area there. And if you, for those of you who don't know where I am, this is the place where we are, next to the Kruger Park. All these places here, Komati Port, Malalan, Nelspruit, Barberton, that's where we are. And mashallah, then tomorrow morning will be the last program in Komati Port Masjid, and tomorrow evening, inshallah, we should be back home, inshallah al-Aziz. So read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Kahf, and inshallah make special dua for the Muslim Ummah throughout the world and the Haramain Sharifain, and inshallah Majidul Aqsa and all our masajid, and all of you getting married inshallah between 10 and 10:30. I sent some invitation also. Our Dr. Bahadur, so mashallah, his daughter is getting married, Allah Jalla wa ala, and Trikhat, so Allah Jalla wa ala reward them, keep them happy, and all might Allah make it easy for all the families involved.
There's a brother saying, Ustad, that dear Mufti Saab, we have been tested over and over and over again. Why is this happening? I know I am not a five times namazi, but I can't handle this. Oh Allah, why? Mufti Saab, anonymous brother, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Read Surah 2, Chapter 2, Verse 286, the last verse of Surah Baqarah. Surah Baqarah is atwalu suratin fil Qur'an, the longest chapter in the noble Qur'an. So there Almighty Allah Jalla wala informs us, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah has not burdened any person more than his or her ability, capacity, capability. So every test that comes is either to forgive our sins, erase it, expunge it, or to elevate our rank and status. But you see, my brother, my sister, when calamities come, then we must just rewind our life. Rewind it for one day, one week, one month. Now you give the answer yourself. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities come upon you, then remember it is because of your own deeds and your own actions. Allah Jalla Wala made it mandatory, compulsory upon us. We must perform 5 daily prayers, 5 daily salat and namaz. But 80%, 90% of the ummah today don't read the 5 daily salat on time. So what are we doing? We inviting the wrath and the anger, the fury of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah Jalla Wala states, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek divine assistance through patience and fasting and through salat. So the doctor tells you, this is just for our puny little brains, that the doctor tells you A, B, C you must do, X, Y, Z you must abstain from. So what he told us to do, that we don't do. What he told told us not to do, that we carry out. Then we say, but doctor, my health is deteriorating. Now who do you blame, the doctor or yourself? So that's where the ummah is. Then me and you, we carry out the wrongs and we don't want to carry out what we're supposed to do. Then we wonder that how come the unfavorable conditions are prevailing. I told the brothers yesterday here in Barberton, look at Somalia. 40 years, you must remember that this is the worst famine and drought they have. If they don't receive good rains within the next 4 or 5 months, remember millions of people will be suffering and there will be huge famine and drought there. So many millions or thousands will be dying. So imagine that what they're going through. So always look at the people who are less privileged than us and keep on making shukr and be grateful and perform your 5 daily salat on time.
I see there's a listener asking, is Mufti Saab going to the Kruger Park to make fikr also, Ustad?
So remember the last time I went to the Kruger Park, I've been there 8-10 times, I can't remember. So the last time I told him I don't want to go, but one of the brothers insisted, he made the booking and so forth, so I took the children with. So as soon as we entered, you know, after 3, 5, 10 minutes, so 5 lions came.
Uh-huh.
So I asked the children, that what's the name of these lions? So they said, we don't know. So I said, first one is Fajr, then Zohar, then Asr, then Maghrib, then Isha. The King of England came, I told you before, uh-huh, in 1948, and he's the King of England, and that time was Kruger National Park, and they took him around. Still, he didn't see a lion. He said, I'm the king, I must see. Then he postponed his return. So second day, they went up and down. Again, he didn't see. He was furious now. He said, one more day, then I have to leave. I'm changing my schedule. And then when he went all directions, he didn't see the lion. Then he had to leave. The next day, the newspaper had the caption that the king of the jungle does not want to see the king of England.
Subhanallah.
It's a true story. It's not some fairy tale. You can Google it and see. So no more interest us to go there. We got our own tight schedule. So inshallah, Allah Jalla wa Ala protect us and protect everybody, the animals and everything in South Africa and everywhere in the world.
Ustad, I've got a sister Rebecca, and she says, morning Uncle AK, could you please recommend what books should we read on Islam for we non-Muslims and of course also for reverts, because everybody has their own opinion on what is right or wrong. I am confused. Rebecca, Ustad.
Very, very good, my sister Rebecca. You are a person who embraced Islam recently or a person that is interested in Islam. So first book you must read is the Noble Quran. So that will be the tafsir, the commentary. So you look for an easy one. So you go to Tafsir Uthmani. Tafsir Uthmani or Tafsir Ma'ariful Quran. And that's in English and mashallah, that easy English to understand. Otherwise, leave that. Another book I sent out last week, remember, Quran Made Easy. Go to that one, is the best one. Go to that, my sister Rebecca, Quran Made Easy. It is in 2 volumes and you will see, you know my name, Hussein, surname. So Mufti Abdul Hussein, A-F-Z-A-L, then Hussein, H-O-O-S-A-N, he passed away. Allah Jalla wala grant our Mufti Abdul Hussein, so Jannat al-Firdaus, great contribution he made. Quran Made Easy, so you must read that. Thereafter, you must take Riyadu Salihin by Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah. He used to appreciate 8 times so much. He used to have 1 meal per day. He never got married. He was busy writing, research, teaching, issuing verdicts and fatawa. At the age of 45, he passed away. So the Garden of the Pious. So that is the English translation. You read that. Third one, don't ask too many people too many questions. So you know the women who are involved in the work of Dawat and Tabligh, that they have ta'aleem at this home, this house, and so forth. You link yourself up with them and they will teach you the basics of Islam and so forth. So the next book you should be reading is Fazail-e-A'mal by Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Shaykhul Hadith Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. So these are are the basic books you should start with. Then, inshallah, when you have that the thirst and that urge to learn more and more, then, inshallah, you will understand. The best thing is today that you must just keep a very small circle. Don't ask this Muslim, that Muslim, that Muslim. 80% of them are confused themselves and they will blow your fuses in the process. So be very careful about that.
Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, that why has Hajj gone so expensive and does the Saudi government help the Palestinians financially? Ustaz, anonymous.
There's three-part question here. I don't know if you understand Saudi Arabia politics. Saudi Arabia came into existence on the 23rd of September, 1932. Before that, there was no Saudi Arabia and so forth. You should understand that. The father is King Abdul Aziz, and then his six sons. So now he's the sixth son, you must remember. So it started with Saud, then Faisal, then Khalid, and then was first and then was Abdullah and now is Salman. So these are the six sons after the father. So now there's big turmoil there because now the one, two brothers are still alive. I know I met them. I gave a lecture in front of them. Salman's brother Ahmed is still alive. But now they want to marginalize them and MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, and the enemy of Islam and Muslims, he wants to take power. So there's big problems there internally and so forth. Saudi Arabia currently, as I speak to you, they are making 1 billion. You heard me correct. 1 billion with a B. You got 12 zeros after that. So 1 billion US dollars per day with their oil exports. So remember, they are supposed to be the people helping the Ummah. But what they will do, they will be the ones that the royal family will go bust it up in haram things, buy one soccer team here, do the call the shaitans to come and perform there in Saudi Arabia with their rave shows and musical shows and bring the LGBT drivers of Formula One and all these satanic activities they will do. If you ask, are they helping the Palestinians? They have the Palestinians 5%, 10%, and they'll have the Jutlas 20%, 50%. Now, 1 month ago, so you can go and check it up. They gave 2 billion US dollars or more to Kushner. Kushner is the son-in-law of Trump, and then Kushner must use it there for technology in Israel. So therefore, we are dead against their policies and their leadership currently, and they should be the ones to subsidize the Hujjaj. How many a person in Cape Town, in Durban, Johannesburg, Barberton, wherever you are, they are saving. Ya Allah, apna mehman bana dijiye. Make me your guest, Ya Allah. I want to see Baytullah. I want to stand in front of the Master Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But these alims, these traitors, these apostates, you must remember what they could do, because 2 years there was no Hajj in 2020, 2021 for foreigners. Now they want to fleece the foreigners and everything is escalated. Imagine you and your wife want to go. You need 250,000 rand. How can that be justified? So they will lose power. I'm telling them now, you Jutlas, we told the apartheid regime of South Africa that you Boer, you white man, you're going to lose power. They said you talk nonsense. You see how they lost power? I'm telling you, the Ali Saud, your time is up. Your time. And I didn't say this. King Faisal said this. I saw King Faisal also. In 74, when we were there, he came to perform Tawaf. In 75, he was made Shaheed. They asked him, King Faisal, he's Rahimahullah. He was a good man. He was martyred. So remember when he, closed the taps for oil for the Americans and that. So they always are plotting, planning. This guy, we must eliminate him, liquidate him. So then he was martyred and murdered. Nevertheless, King Faisal said, if we practice on Quran, Sharif and Sunnah, Allah will keep it for us. And we deviate from there, Allah will snatch it away. And therefore, they will lose everything. How Israel will lose everything, that's in the Quran. So remember, anybody goes on with batil and falls Masood, إِنَّ الْبَعْضِ لَكَانَ زَهُوقًا, verily that will perish sooner or later. So the writing is on the wall for all these Arab temple dictators. Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Hadith in Sahih Muslim, وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبْ, woe and destruction to the Arabs. It means Hukamul Arab. The people are good people, but they are rulers. Remember, they are real temple dictators.
I see Sister Charlotte, she's listening to you, Ustad, and she says that, but sir, being a Muslim is being submitted to your belief, isn't it? So what is the difference with any other religion who are submitted? Charlotte, Ustad.
Charlotte, I don't know if you the same Charlotte from Steakinico, and you told me that you know that the clientele for the steak is Steakinico cinemas, it decreases to 1% or 2% during the sacred holy month of Ramadan. So if you are that, I'm very happy that you're contacting us and listening to us. Allah Ta'ala guide you, bless you. Islam is a verbal noun. Muslim means one who submits and surrenders lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to the whole holistic, remember, teaching of Islam. So that is Islam. When you speak of a commitment, it must be to one that is pure and it must be divine and there must be no addition, omission, interpolation. Now you go to the Jews and ask them, so what do you believe in? They got so many different copies of the Torah and they brought about so many amendments and changes themselves, the rabbis. So therefore, among the Jews, you will see Surah 59, verse number 14, تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think that they're united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. You know why? My sister Charlotte, Quran says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They got no brains. They got no intelligence. People think they're intelligent. They're intelligent for the wrong reasons. That they want to subvert the religion of Islam and religion. Christians, the less we speak about them, the better it is. That the monk is busy, you must remember, with the nun. They're doing monkey business, my sister Charlotte. You see the priest, they are busy with the pedophilia. So the Pope has to go apologize everywhere. And now Christianity is a dead religion. Judaism dead. Hinduism dead. So what they do by the barrel of the gun, they tell them in India, become Hindu, otherwise you go Kabristan or you go Pakistan. You pack up and go Pakistan or either we shoot you, destroy you, you land up in the graveyard. So this is all evident if you follow up what's happening in India, apartheid India, and in ethnic cleansing, apartheid Israel. So Israel, Christianity is a dead religion. I'm not saying, go to BBC documentaries, archives, the rise of the crescent and the decline of the cross. So you go and see that. Another thing you must do, Sister Charlotte, CNN, go to their documentaries and archives, and the holiest place in Christendom, and that is the Holy Sepulchre, where you Christians believe that Jesus was buried there in the tomb, but all that we reject totally. So the Muslims from the year 1187, Gregorian calendar, we 2022, you do the maths and so forth, from 1187 to 2022, the Muslims are opening the greatest church of Christianity and Christendom. So what do you say? So that is why we are Muslims. We are proud Muslims. Proud means we will never apologize and compromise for being Muslim. Proud not in the meaning of arrogant, proud in the meaning of we're not ashamed to say loudly, clearly, and boldly that we are Muslims and we have the best and we want to share it with the rest, my sister Charlotte.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. I see Jeremy says that I want to correct your statement, AK. Prophet Muhammad used to do dealings with the Jews and Prophet Muhammad liked them also. But I see you have a different eye for them, for the Jews. Please make me understand. I mean, he's Prophet Muhammad. Jeremy, Ustad.
You see, Jeremy, when I show you a red apple, but you, my brother Jeremy, you have a jaundice eye. You see, you got yellow jaundice. So I ask you, Mr. Jeremy, what is the color of this red apple? So you will tell me that the color is yellow. But the problem is not with the apple. The apple is with the jaundice eye. So what happens? Now you have to write down. Chapter 5, verse 51. You're writing down, Jeremy, chapter 5, verse 51. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, ay iman walo, oh you believe, la tattakhidul yahuda wan nasara awliya. Never take the Jews and the Christians to be your friends and your protectors. Why? Ba'duhum awliya u ba'd. They are the friends of one another and the protectors of one another. And you can see what they are doing today in Iraq and in Afghanistan and in Palestine, occupied Palestine, and in India and so many places. India is learning their tactics, you must remember, from who? From the Israelis. The Israelis are the teachers and they have become the students, the Modi regime. So therefore, my brother, وَمَن يَتَوَلَّهُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ, that when you are going to befriend them, you like them, then you become part and parcel of them. Chapter 5, verse 51. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 120. وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِيَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. The Jews and the Christians will never be pleased with you until you leave your Islam and you join them. Then they will say, this is a very good moderate leader. And people like the Arab leaders, majority of them, tenpot dictators licking the boots of the Israelis and the Americans. Chapter 2, verse 120. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam did business with the Jews. That is correct. How we do business with the Jews, with the Christians, with the Hindus, permissible. But to say that he loved them and he liked them, my brother, that you are speaking with a jaundiced eye because you got blinkers on and you want to send the wrong message. Don't try and make your own propaganda with the forked tongue, which the Jutlas are used to. And they speak when they came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Jews, the Jutlas, then they would say, not assalamu alaikum. Quickly they would speak, assalamu alaikum. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Death upon you. So Almighty Allah revealed the verse, وَإِذَا جَاءُوكَ حَيَّوكَ بِمَا لَمْ يُحَيِّكَ بِهِ اللَّهِ. It's the old tactic of the Jutlas, the cursed people on this earth. And they are not chosen, they are the cursed people. And Allah is going to punish them till day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167, because they speak with the fork tongue. They will say, we want peace, peace in Palestine, and they steal more pieces of land. So that is the Jutla. So there's no friendship with Jews. There's nothing. Yes, we do business with them, and nowadays it's better we don't do with them because we need to boycott them and squeeze them. That's the lesson they will understand. Last question.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustaz, I want to read this question. It's from Cape Town. Somebody says, I want to correct you, Mufti Sab. I studied in the college and I never lose my haya. The only thing was, yes, I had boys as friends. Please, Mufti Sab, correct your statements. My daughter, she's in the college, but now she's stubborn to me because of Mufti Sab. One Mufti told me, sister, your children need education, and Sahabia went out to search for knowledge. Anonymous sister, Ustad.
Remember, we don't give our own ideas. We tell you what Quran Sharif teaches us. Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, that women must stay in their homes. That is Quran, clear cut. So you tell me that your daughter went to college and she's very good, but you admit in the same sentence that she had friends, boyfriends or whatever. So remember, so that is where, so what is that? Quran says, وَلَا مُتَّخِذِينَ أَخْدَانَ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانَ. that remember you can't have boyfriend, you can't have girlfriend. In Islam, all that is condemned. Quran says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. You must not even approach fornication, adultery, because it is something obscene and indecent. Mm. So we don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. We give you Islam. You like it, alhamdulillah. You don't like it, then you must reform yourself. Don't try and change Islam to suit your whim's fancies and desires. So that sheikh or that imam or that maulana or whoever who said, no, the woman must go to college and that, he wants that for his own children, so he has to justify it. So nobody says you mustn't go. We say that study via correspondence. But when you say our daughters must go to high school, they must go to university, they must go to college, so what are they going to learn there? So you must remember, either they lose their haya, their shame and modesty, either they lose their virginity, or either they lose their iman and Islam. And if you look at what's happening today, you must remember, it's frightening. Even non-Muslims are realizing this. So therefore, what we said is 100% the truth. And remember, the truth is always bitter. That is what Islam taught us. So inshallah, our time is up. I'm going out to the masjid. Masjid is just here, half minute, 1 minute from here. And inshallah, we'll be back on air at 11:20. And remember that 8:30, Maulana Zaid will interview Brother Salman Khan, and he will apprise you regarding what's happening in India. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum.
Ustad, I see Sister Charlotte says she's the same person, the one about the Sturkani call. Sister Charlotte, Ustad.
Same person.
G, Ustad.
Yeah, you keep on listening. Then you can reach the Koniko and become the true star.
Amin.
All right, assalamu alaikum.